Blog Talk Radio.
You can't keep
voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm motion plan must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life can truly be. Shine and star for you to see. What your life can truly be.
Once again, it's Saturday night, and it's Experiencing Spiritual Unity and Meditation with the brother, the man, the doctor, the lawyer, the everything that you need. Himself is here. Let's give him a nice hand, Dr. Benjamin Bridges. Let's join him in.
Yes, sir, brother. Giving thanks to being able to get back on the show. And now we're going to see what we could do to share some important information that we could help our community awaken. Yes, indeed, brother. So basically right now, one of the things that I know you even heard of this saying before in the past, and this is an African proverb that, you know, in the ancient of days that was said, and looking at it and just vibing on it, it had a very powerful meaning, and I was really glad to see that, you know, something like this was said, because it showed that they were really focused at that time on really trying to help one another and be a blessing to one another. Because it said back at that time, it said that it takes a village to raise a child. And it said 20 children or 50 children, but a whole village is supposed to be responsible for taking care of a child. And that's a great thing, because what it's saying is, even though that child might not be yours that's hanging out on the street or that's you see doing something wrong, you shouldn't just say, hey, man, I ain't going to have nothing to do with, you know, correcting this kid, or if he got something to say or do that's wrong, so what? He ends up in jail or ends up killing somebody or doing something crazy, then go ahead and do that. No, that was the thing, that we shouldn't see that as, if it's not our child, I'm not going to be involved in helping them. If it's not someone that I know personally that, you know, I'm dealing with here, then I'm not going to deal with that. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. We should be reaching out to help one another. And that's the thing. A lot of us don't feel that that should be something that we should do. You know, if it's not your child, don't have nothing to do with this, to try to help them or to try to show them that they're doing things that are really going to destroy their lives. And that's a big part of the problem, because without us reaching out properly to really try to reach out to help our kids, what happens is you have a community where you see now. It's just really a shame, because you got a lot of our kids dealing with these gang wars, killing each other, selling drugs on the street, and a lot of them are getting caught up into that because they don't have a positive program that they can get involved with. But that's the thing. We can start to have our own programs that we start to show our kids that these are ways that they can really to improve their lives instead of getting caught up in a situation where they got to go to jail for selling drugs or because you shot somebody, now somebody won't come back and shoot you and all that kind of crazy stuff. We don't need that to happen in our community. But what we do need is for our kids to have different options to show them that they can definitely do some positive and some wonderful things in their lives to help themselves and to even help their community. But if you don't have any of these programs that could be offered to them, then basically what happens is they don't even know that this opportunity is something they could do. And a lot of times, unfortunately, the only option that's there is the option that's out on the street, or where they could sell drugs or get involved in gang wars or become alcoholics or druggies and, you know, getting caught up in stuff crazy like that. But these are not things that should be the only options for them to have. Again, that's where we step up to the plate. Because in us, you know, putting positive opportunities out there for them, it will change their lives. But when we just sit back and complain, yeah, man, I just heard about 10 kids getting killed over here in Chicago, and yeah, I heard about 7 kids getting killed in New York, and I heard about, you know, in L.A., they just had another 6 kids getting killed as well. So, you know, we don't need to be having those sad songs being sung into our ears, you know, every week. These are things that we could totally erase from our community, but we just have to step up to the plate and do something about it. And that's where, once again, you know, one of the good things that could and shall be a very important part of helping our community is us putting together community centers that could be a positive opportunity for our kids. And when we have community centers, that can be something that can, you know, be taught in those community centers that can really be a game changer for them. Instead of being caught up in the game of self-destruction, they could be caught up in the game of positive upliftment so that they can achieve great success. And they can make their way to the mountaintop of success and achieve their very best for a positive situation in their lives, not the negative, but the positive. Yes, indeed. So these are some important things that our kids definitely need to become aware of, that they have a great opportunity to bring about positive change in their lives, but without us being that village that will reach out to help those kids, then they're basically on their own. And sometimes it's because, you know, the parents aren't properly teaching them and they feel that, hey, if I do this, that, or the other, it's cool because I'm in charge and I ain't got to listen to no adults. I ain't got to do whatever they tell me. I'm going to do whatever the heck I want to do. And with that kind of crazy attitude, that really brings about a negative situation in the mindset of our kids, and that's where we need to make sure that they don't stay in that negative mindset. They have to come out, and that's where we come about to really bring about some positive change. So one of the things that, you know, is very good to have in a community center for our kids is entrepreneurialism. And just in case some of you don't know what entrepreneurialism is, it's about business, teaching our kids how they can become successful professionals that can make money, whether it's to be a lawyer, whether it's to be a real estate broker, whether it's to be an investor in cryptocurrency, Bitcoin and other coins, and how you can make money with that, whether it's to make money on a business venture on the internet, because a lot of youth that are learning how to work the internet, they're making money on that. And they're not, you know, 25 and 30 years old. I'm talking about kids that are 16, 15, 17, and even 18 years old. They're making money because it's not a difficult type of situation to deal with. But that's the thing. Do you have these options for our kids? And unfortunately, in the school system, the answer to that question is no. And I ran into a really interesting situation with this some years ago. Me and my family at the time, with my ex-wife and my children, this was when they were youngsters, you know, and teenagers and stuff. And what ended up happening, being in the area of what they call Newburgh, up towards the end of Westchester, up a little further upstate, and that's like outside of the Bronx. That's about an hour away going up the line there up north. But anyway, what happened with that, we were in you know, a area just outside of Newburgh. And basically there was a high school there, and we sent our kids to that high school. And the thing about it that really blew my mind was that in that high school, they had professional doctors, lawyers, engineers. They had real estate brokers. And these folks, they weren't just folks that were trying to make money. These are folks that, you know, were very successful in making money. They were making hundreds of thousands and millions of dollars, many of them. And so these were very successful professionals that came back to talk to the youth about how they could actually become just like them and make serious amounts of money. And I said, wow, I've never seen a program like that in our community where you got, you know, professional businessmen that, and women that are out there making huge amounts of cash, and they're taking these kids by the hand and showing them step by step how they could do the same thing. But what they do have is the program for them to go into college and spend these hundreds of thousands to learn these different, you know, programs that are there. But then all of that is debt that they owe. And unfortunately, sometimes they can't make a very successful situation come about through going to the college, you know, situation. But with the entrepreneurial program that was in the high school, was even in college, excuse me, what ended up happening, he ended up opening a door that they had an opportunity to learn how they could learn that same professional businessmen that were very successful. And the funny thing about this is that the majority of people that they were learning from were, they were white, and they were just in high school. High school, had a small amount of blacks, also had a small amount of Latinos there, but the majority of the people in that community, in that area, were white. And they had everything set up for their kids to become, you know, multimillionaires if they wanted to accept that opportunity. So I thought this was something that, you know, we as a people could have as well. And eventually me and my family, we moved back into Mount Vernon, New York. And when we did, I was like really glad to see that our program, you know, helped me bring an ending to the gang wars that was there. But I also wanted to see what we could do in regards to teaching our kids how they could, you know, also become, you know, possibly wealthy, or at least being able to make large amounts of money instead of having no amounts of money. Anyway, make a long story short, what happened with that, I went to the superintendent of the school at that time, and, I mentioned this to him, and I said how important this could be, because this could be a life changer for our kids. And this was a black superintendent, so I knew we were going to definitely get an opportunity to get started with this program and see what we could do. But I was really surprised when I spoke with him, because he said, listen, man, we already have programs to teach our kids how they can get jobs in factories, how they can work at McDonald's or Burger King or something like that and make money there. I said, yeah, well, that's one thing, but that's basically what you call poverty money. You're not going to be making maximum amounts of cash with that, you know, just enough money to hardly make ends meet, because the amount of money you're going to make, you know, dealing with the house you're going to get, dealing with your car, dealing with feeding your children and all of that, is going to be a small amount. But if you're going to be, whether it's in real estate, whether it's in the stocking industry, whether it's in cryptocurrency, whether it's in other, you know, business opportunities that are out there for people to really get involved with, that would be a good thing. But the only thing is, they're not going to be introduced to that properly, you know, how are they going to get into it? But I said, if we actually have professional businessmen that are, you know, folks that are successful in making this large sums of money, whether they're doing it through real estate, whether they're doing it, like I said, through, you know, the stock industry, whether they're doing it through cryptocurrency and other things, this could be something that could be a serious game changer for them. And I know this could be something that could turn things totally around. But I said we need to have these entrepreneurial programs so our kids could definitely benefit. But he said, nah, man. Our kids don't need to learn how to be making hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. If they just get a regular job, that's good enough. And if they work in a factory or if they work at Burger King and all of that, then that's good enough. You know? And that's how we want to keep it here. I said, what? So I said, you're not even interested in allowing them to get an opportunity to learn anything about how they could get more than poverty money, how they could get, you know, money that could really help them so that they could be a blessing to themselves, to their family, and possibly even to their community, depending on how much money they're making. But you're saying no? See, that's right. This is good enough programs that we got right now. They don't need to be dealing with us. I said, wow. So I couldn't even believe that he said that. But I got together with my group, and we spoke about the fact that this is something that, you know, needed to be installed in our community. And we need to go to the Board of Education and protest against what the superintendent said and see about us being able to, you know, get this program into the schooling system. Anyway, in dealing with that, the word got out, and he heard about it. And then he got back to me and called me and said, okay, Mr. Bridges, I heard about, you know, this again, and you really are serious about doing this, and you want to, have this brought up, you know, to the Board of Education and all of that. So listen, this is what we're going to do. I don't have a problem with allowing your program to come into the schooling system, but, you know, be honest with you, you know, I just hope it's something that can work, because I know a lot of our kids don't even want to deal with trying to make that kind of money because they don't see that reflection in our community. They don't even think that something like that can work. And I said, yeah, but that's the thing. If we don't bring it into our community and show them that it can work, then they won't even have any idea of trying to go that route, you know, unless their father or their mother is already into some of these programs already. And unfortunately, a lot of them don't have that connection. If they don't, that means that they, like you said, they're going to just deal with working in a factory or Burger King or McDonald's or something like that, and that's where they're going to end up staying, and because they never got an opportunity to see that there's some other great, wonderful opportunities available for them, but being that they don't know anything about it, that's the reason why they're not even going to try to deal with that. And because no one introduced them to that, that's the reason why they're not even going to try to go that route, because they don't even know that the opportunity to go down that road is worth for them coming. And that's the reason why we really feel that this could be a great help to our kids. And he said, okay, he just started with that. So what ended up happening, we got, you know, a brother who is a multimillionaire in real estate, and he came to talk to the kids and tell them about how he, you know, made some great amounts of money, you know, also some of the mistakes he made so that they would know not to make those same mistakes. This would be a better way for them to go, the way that he was able to finally reach a very successful mountaintop in real estate, and he's telling them how they could do it as well. And then we also had a gentleman who was an airplane pilot, which was my cousin. And I didn't even know he was making this kind of money. I thought he was probably making, you know, 80 or 90 or 100,000, but he was making 250,000 for the year. And I was like, wow, I didn't even know that he was making that. He said, yeah, but the only problem with airplane pilots is that the majority of them are white, of course, but black airplane pilots is only like 1%. I said, what, 1%? I said, well, one thing for sure, many times without checking airplanes, you know, I've only seen one or two airplane pilots that were black. And, you know, so I believe what you're saying. That's something else. I never knew it was that small amount, just 1%. He said, no, that's it, man. Just 1% of our people. But he said, I could teach them how they could sidestep the rejection and how many of them could become airplane pilots. And that was really great, because when he started talking about showing that to the students, they gave him a standing ovation in the school. You know, so it was like, what? You can teach 50 and I could do the same thing? I mean, that's kind of $1 million, but still, that's better than working at Burger King. So anyway, what ended up happening with that, you know, he showed them step by step and how they could deal with that. And that was really great. So I was really thankful that he came. So he came all the way from California to New York to speak at the schools in New York. And I was really great to see that he was willing to do that, to share that information. And then we also had some black lawyers that spoke to the kids as well. And they were talking about how, as black lawyers, there's black lawyer groups. And if you wanted to become a black lawyer, you could join their groups, and they would show you how you could benefit, you know, as a black lawyer for helping black people. And, you know, you could also deal with people outside of your black community as well, you know, because you're trying to make money to, you know, do services for people. But at the same time, they were talking about how they could avoid some of the mistakes that, you know, lawyers make when they first come into business, especially if they're working at a company that is not really, you know, looking out for them. It's just, you know, taking advantage of their service. But anyway, bottom line is this. Those different types of business opportunities, you know, the stocking industry, the cryptocurrency, the real estate, the lawyers, you know, becoming, you know, black lawyer that could focus on real estate, it could focus on a number of different things that could really help a person benefit, and that was a great goal. Anyway, with all of that information being caught, I said that would really be great to these kids, and I know they would be very much anxious to learn about how they could become someone that could make hundreds of thousands or make millions of dollars. And when we first started, I was like really surprised, because when we first started, you know, we asked the kids that were in the classrooms that we spoke to, the funny thing about it was they were telling, we were asking them, say, you know, this is a program that can show you how you could possibly become a millionaire or even just a person that's going to make in the hundreds of thousands. It might just be 100,000, it might be 200, 300, or maybe even just 500,000. But the bottom line is, if you're making that kind of money, it will allow you to live a much more successful and happy life. And instead of being desperate, you know, to make money happen because you're making such a small amount that you get caught up into selling drugs and other crazy things, you know, you can avoid all of that by doing something with my book that is very positive. So I said, how many of y'all would like to learn how you could possibly become a millionaire or make hundreds of dollars? And when we said that to the students, you know, we had about four or five different, you know, places that we were looking at, classes that we were going to be having. And the funny thing about that was that, you know, when we asked the classes in the beginning, there was only like one or two kids that said out of the 30 kids that were in the class that they, you know, were interested. But the majority of the kids were not even interested in learning anything like that. And I was like, wow. I couldn't believe that, because I thought if a kid could name, how they could possibly make a few hundred thousand, whether it's an airplane pilot, or whether it's to be a lawyer, or whether it's to be a real estate broker and make, you know, hundreds of thousands or possibly millions with that, or whether it's, you know, with cryptocurrency where they can make hundreds of thousands as well. All these different things, you know, I figured they would, like, definitely want to transfer over from working in a factory or working at Burger King. But because that's something that they see on the regular in our community, working in these low-income jobs and businesses, that's the kind of thing that they felt as the only real deal for them. And because they don't see a bunch of our people making millions of dollars or making billions of dollars and things of that sort, they just felt this was something that really, really worked for them. And I was really surprised to see that they were saying that they would not, you know, be interested. Few of them actually were. And I was really glad to see that the program finally came through. But in regards to dealing with them from that positive perspective, that's what really blew my mind, because I did not feel that this was something that would, you know, really benefit them if they didn't want to deal with it. But anyway, we did have the classes, and we did help a lot of kids to see things from a different perspective. And that's the thing. Entrepreneurialism, or starting your own business and trying to make things happen, can be something that can be very helpful and uplifting to our children. But if they're going to stay stuck in seeing things from, you know, just making poverty money, then that's what they're going to be stuck in, poverty. And that's not going to be a good thing for them. Anyway, that's one aspect. Entrepreneurialism is a good aspect of showing them how they can make money from a positive perspective instead of getting stuck into making money from a negative perspective, like selling drugs and, you know, going into stores and stealing, you know, food and different things because they're desperate for money and they're desperate to eat, all that kind of stuff. But when we actually show them how they can, you know, really progressively make money and how they can have a nice amount of money that they can deal with, that's a good thing. So anyway, these are things that are very helpful entrepreneurial programs, you know. And like I said, these entrepreneurs that were dealing with this, they wanted to deal with this from a, you know, a good thing, because they didn't have the money to pay them, you know, any kind of salary. Plus, these guys were already, like I said, making hundreds of thousands of millions, so they didn't mind, you know, giving as a donation to our community, going into the schools and seeing what they could do. But it wasn't a thing where you could find these types of folks easily. But some of them said, nah, man, I ain't wasting my time going in there, you know, trying to help knuckleheads and all that kind of crazy stuff. So once you do find the right folks to work with that are interested in helping our kids, that's a good thing. And, you know, I was really glad to see that. Another great program that can be having a great impact on helping our kids, too, is our program called Peace of Mind Meditation Program. And Peace of Mind Meditation Program was a program that we actually sat down with kids in high school and junior high school, and we even had one elementary school as well that we dealt with. But the majority of the schools that we were dealing with was high school and junior high school. And the reason why that was our main focus was because our youth were involved in, you know, too much gang violence and murdering and killing. And we needed to take them out of that negative mindset of wanting to do those kind of negative things, and also the selling of drugs and all that kind of crazy stuff, and bring them into a positive mindset of wanting to do positive things for themselves and for the lives of others in their community and their family and so forth. But with that kind of a situation, you know, when we started to talk about doing this in the beginning, we didn't get that many youth that were really interested in dealing with it. And luckily, we had a principal of one of the high schools, and we spoke with him about this as well. And he said, well, listen, you need to come up with something that is going to be a positive, inspirational thing that these kids are definitely going to be interested in getting involved with your program with. I said, yeah, right. So I guess that means I got to pay each of them $1 million to get them involved in the program. And he said, no, brother, I'm not talking about that. He said, why don't you place a food program in your program? Because some of these kids, you know, are struggling lunchtime to even come up with food money. I said, really? You mean to tell me that they don't have a program that, you know, feeds these kids for free? And he says sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. So I was really surprised to hear that our program really wasn't in place at that time. And he was saying that if you want to, you could bring those kids into the schooling industry, which they're already into, right? And you could actually give them a free lunch along with the meditation program. And so that will definitely get a lot of them to want to come on board with you. So I said, okay, that sounds good to me. I said, I'll check into it, but the only thing is you're talking about a free lunch. And in order for there to be a free lunch, you got to be able to pay for that for them. Yeah, exactly. He said, you got that money, right? I said, yeah, because I'm going to borrow it from you. And then he said, yeah, right. I said, no, I'm going to need to see if I can get some money from, individuals or from grant money or different things like that and see what's happening. And he said, okay, well, check into that and get back to me. And let me know what the deal is and we'll see what we can do. Because if you can get that money, that would be good. And that would be something that would really help you to help the children get involved in your program. Because, you know, what you're talking about dealing with that is really good. Because you're talking about taking them out of a negative thinking mindset and bringing them into a positive thinking mindset, which is a good thing. Instead of them having hate for one another and wanting to kill each other or being so focused on just making money for themselves that they don't have a problem with killing another 10 or 20 kids in other gangs so that they could force them to make money or just take over their gang and kill them. So these are things that they don't even need to be involved with. But if you don't have a way in which you can try to change their minds and change their way of thinking about all that negativity, then basically what's going to happen is you're going to see a lot of negativity, you know, really spoiling, you know, them and without the positive opportunity that can turn their way of thinking and seeing things around, then they're going to end up just, you know, wondering, you know, how the heck they could get out of that, those negative situations. They don't have any clue on how to do it. So anyway, that's where, again, we as a village step up to the plate and try to see what we can do to help these kids from showing them positive programs. Because with those programs, when we were in the high schools and the junior high schools, we even got awards for helping kids that were stuck in a failing, you know, level of the schooling learning industry. And we were, you know, able to get them out of failing into the A&B honor roll. And that was a good thing. Because, number one, when your kids are being lied to and told that they are definitely just kids that are mentally incompetent and because they're mentally incompetent, they will never be able to really make it on the A&B honor roll because they have mental problems and they just can't learn properly. And that was much of a big lie that was told to the majority of them, because some of them did have mental problems. It's true. And that's no matter where you go, whether it's in the white community, the Hispanic or the Asian community, you're going to find kids in those different communities that have mental problems as well. But the other side of that is that with those kids that were not in such a mental problem, they were told that they had mental problems anyway. And a big part of that problem with kids that are in that situation is that when you're being told as a youngster or a teenager that you're mentally incompetent, and by the time you do get to be 23, 25 years old, you're already been brainwashed to believe that you are mentally incapable of doing certain things in your life. So just accept, the little terrible things that are presented to you, but don't try to do great and wonderful things for yourself, because if you do, you're just wasting your time. And that's one of the reasons why it was really great to see that we got large numbers of people into our program, and we got a donation from a multimillionaire that gave us $250,000, and we put that into the schooling system. Now, we took a small portion out to pay ourselves, me and my wife, at that time, my ex-wife. But anyway, what ended up happening was, we ended up moving forward with that, and we were able to make some great, positive things for these kids. And that's the thing, really focusing on trying to help them is something that's very important. And once we deal with trying to do things from that perspective, that's when we can really start to see some positive things come through. But the bottom line is that the peace of mind meditation was very important, because we focused on getting rid of self-hatred towards your people. We focused on really trying to see what you could do to bring about positive change in our community too. But the bottom line is that when we focused on dealing with that, we were able to really see what, could come about. And that was the good thing. The good thing that could come about, us dealing with the positive aspect of changing their minds from negative thinking to positive thinking, from changing their minds from hating and feeling that, they, could and should hate one another instead of wanting to help or reach out to be a blessing to one another. All those things were focused on. And the other thing is to let them know that they are being lied to about being mentally incompetent. They had the ability to do great and wonderful things, but they just had to believe that they were capable of doing it. When people are telling you that you are not capable of doing it, and you actually believe the lie, then that brings you down into a situation where success is not even going to be successfully achieved in your life. And the reason why that is because people that are successful in business and other things that they want to achieve, their goals and dreams that they really want to achieve, they believe that they can do it. But when you're told you're mentally incompetent and that you can't do it, then that's a whole other story. And that's a sad story, for them to be brainwashed into. But the bottom line is, when you can have a better way of teaching them that they are mentally capable of accomplishing great and successful things, that they are capable of being able to raise their grades up to that A&B honor roll, that they are capable of starting their own business, even as a teenager, those who are business professionals that wouldn't mind taking your hand, showing you step by step on how you can be successful in doing this, then that's where you come in to really being able to help those kids. And I was really glad to see that because, like I said, my cousin showed many youth on how they could be successful in learning, how they could have a way to become an airplane pilot. And if they followed the route that he was talking about dealing with, you know, he said that 9 out of 10, you would be able to put your foot in that door. But he said many of black airplane pilots that have established becoming, you know, airplane pilots on their own little plane that they own and or, you know, renting out, you know, those guys, they don't approach these big airplane companies the right way. And that's the reason why many of them, they make their foot in the door for them to get into those companies. But he said the way that I was lucky enough to and blessed to actually be able to get my foot in the door, that's how I was able to deal with that and to successfully become an airplane pilot for a major airplane company. And I was like, wow. Like I said, I thought he was just making, you know, 70, 80, maybe 90,000, you know, something like that, or maybe not, even maxed at 100. But I never knew that he was making 250,000. If I knew that, I would have been knocking on his door and said, hey, bro, I'm your cousin. You want to give me some money? But anyway, the good thing about that was that he was able to do that, and I was really glad to see that he was successful at being able to achieve that as someone that was making maybe hundreds of thousands. But at the same time, this was something that he turned many of the youth on to. And some of them were still in high school, and, you know, they were, you know, some of them were seniors, some of them were juniors in high school. So I'm not sure at this point whether they, you know, because he was talking about dealing with this and it would take some time to do it, you know, but, you know, at this point, you know, you still have some time to see if they were able to be successful with it, because the way that he was talking about doing it would have been a way that really would take a little time, but the bottom line is that, you know, they would have a much better opportunity to turn things around for themselves and possibly become an airplane pilot. That would have been great. But anyway, coming back to this now, I just wanted to say that, you know, I'm very, very thankful to the Creator for allowing us to teach that to the kids, you know, whether it's the entrepreneurial piece or whether it's the, you know, peace of mind meditation program that was teaching kids how they could, you know, actually change their mind from seeing themselves from a negative perspective to now seeing themselves from a positive perspective. And that's a good thing. But you just have to have a program that's out there that could really have a huge impact on these kids' lives. And, you know, without these kinds of programs out there, whether they're entrepreneurial programs or meditation programs, then it makes it very difficult for our youth to actually be able to take advantage of the good, you know, situations that are out there for them. But anyway, these are things that our youth need to be having the opportunity to deal with. And in them being able to deal with it, that can be something that can really bring about some positive change for us. Also, another big opportunity for our youth, you know, you see this in other communities, you know, whether it's the white community, they have, you know, exclusive schools for, you know, just white youth, you know, and some of them are for Italians, some of them are for Jews, and, you know, the list goes on, but the bottom line is that those particular schools are to help, you know, the Jewish and Italian kids and Irish kids and different folks in those different communities to learn how they can benefit, because the entrepreneurs that are there in their community are willing to take them by the hand and show them step by step how they can become successful in different, you know, types of careers. And all they need to do is to have the courage to step out and try to accomplish being successful, and know that if they could do it, then it's a lot more than a possibility for the youth to do it as well. And that's really great to know that, you know, those kind of programs are there. But not only just in the community, you also have them in the Hispanic community, you also have it in the Asian community. They have high schools for their kids, and their major thing is to focus on their future generation to learn how they can benefit from having programs that are out there that will definitely help their kids to see a better and brighter day. And that's the thing. If we, as Black people in this country, don't have Black schools in all our communities, then basically we have to totally rely on the public, the white public school system. And as I said, you know, we need to have, you know, both. Some people don't want to leave the white public school system, they just want to stay in it. And some people would definitely want to see, you know, our kids have a Black schooling system, whether it's elementary, whether it's junior high school, or whether it's even high school or college, you know. And that's something that's really good if our kids have an opportunity to have that. Because one thing for sure is things that are left out of the white public schooling system is that you're not allowed to know anything about Black history. Those are things that they make it sound like it's a need. Because if you teach Black people positive things about their ancestors and great things that they have done in the past, it will encourage them to believe that they can achieve great things too. And we don't want them to know that, which is really crazy. But anyway, that's something that you can't have in the public school system. And I remember, you know, when that was protest in the city of Mount Vernon, and they didn't say, well, you know, why is it that, you know, white people can talk about great things they did in the past with their ancestors, well, why can't we do it with ours? That doesn't make any sense. So they did allow that to happen eventually after they protested with the Board of Education and how, you know, that was such a racist and negative thing that only white people can learn these things about how great and wonderful their people have been in the past, but they don't want them to know anything about that in regards to the Black community. And that was really a sad thing to see, because that should not have been a situation that our people, as supposedly, you know, from President Kennedy telling us that we were equal citizens, that our people could not do, that white people could do. Anyway, that program out of the schooling system nationwide, you know, you are not able to have Black history, to know anything about your people in the past, any positive things. You're only supposed to listen to the negative things we want to tell you about your people. And that way, we can definitely keep your folks down and out. And that's not what it should really be about. Just like white kids can learn about how their people in the past have done great and wonderful things, and now they have an option now to do great and wonderful things as well, our kids should be able to have that opportunity to hear about that as well. But when you're stuck in a situation where, you know, the system is rigged against you and doesn't want you to learn about that, then that's really a terrible thing for your future generation. And the only thing they want you to learn is, you know, negative things about yourself. And that's not good. But anyway, that's one of the reasons why having a black school would be good, because you would have the option to add that into the schooling system. And also, not just, you know, black history, but other great things that our kids could have, you know, black, you know, entrepreneurs that could teach our kids how they could actually improve their lives by not just being, you know, rigged into dealing with McDonald's, working at McDonald's or working at Burger King or working in a factory, but working in a professional manner where they could start their own business. They could have entrepreneurs, just like in white schools, that would teach them how they could step by step learn how they could actually become successful entrepreneurs and make nice amounts of money. And I can't say that I know that each and every one of them will become a millionaire, but even if they only make $90,000 or $100,000, that's a big difference in just making $25,000 or $30,000, because that's poverty money. You know, that's what they've been saying for years. And the reason why they call it poverty money, because if you do get a house, if you do have a nice area apartment, which they're charging you some nice money on, if you do have a number of children, if you do have a car, if you do have other expenses like a phone, you know, and other things that, you know, can cost you some money, then basically these are things that will eat all of that small amount of income up, and you'll hardly be able to even pay all of that off, and you'll find yourself in a very serious financial struggle. Whereas if you're making $80,000, $90,000, $100,000 or more, that's going to give you an opportunity to still get a house, to still get a car, and have enough money to have money left over. So you can even go on vacation. You can pay all your children's food off. You can do many other great and wonderful things. But if you don't have the money to do it, then basically you're going to find yourself struggling with $20,000, $25,000, or $30,000. And that's really a sad thing to see, because that causes you to be able to be stuck in that situation, but yet you are stuck. So how do you get out? And that's where we come in, being able to show our kids in the schooling industry how they, just as white kids are, and Hispanic and Asian kids are, able to do that with their, you know, schools. We can do the same thing in our schools. We're sitting in a situation where our kids are going to be left out of being able to do these things. Our kids need to know. It's like white, Asian, you know, Hispanic kids are able to be taught in these schools that they have in their community. Our kids need to be taught similar things as well, so that way they can benefit themselves and their community. But anyway, these are things that our people definitely need to know about. And once they do have our kids actually, you know, getting involved with, you know, learning about black history in the schools, learning about peace of mind meditation that can take them from seeing themselves from a negative perspective into a positive perspective, learn about entrepreneurialism, which teaches them how they can start their own business. And the thing about it is, that's a good thing. Or even if they're not starting their own business, they can learn about how they can also get hired in certain types of businesses that can make them nice amounts of money. Instead of being Burger King, they can, you know, get a job in entrepreneurial, you know, program that can show them, like, you know, cryptocurrency, or learning how they could, you know, work for a stocking industry that can pay them some good money, or, you know, learn some other things, whether it's, you know, learn how they could become a real estate, you know, investor, you know, that doesn't even have to put up money out of their own pocket, for learning how they can spend, you know, make money in that capacity where they can make large amounts of money. Anyway, these things are available, but if they're not being taught, how do you expect your kids to take advantage of these great opportunities that are out there waiting for them to step up to the plate to get involved in? And that's very important. So all I can say at this point is we do have this great opportunity, but we, as I said before, as a village, we all have the responsibility to take care of our kids and to help them. And if we don't want to help our kids, then what's going to happen is we're going to find ourselves in a situation where we are not going to help our kids, but just keep complaining about all the negative things that are happening to our kids. And that's not the right way to do this. The right way for us to move forward in improving the lives of our kids is to offer them positive and uplifting and empowering programs that will change their lives. And that's what we need to do. But anyway, at this stage of the game, at this time, I just wanted to see if Brother Ron had anyone on. And if Kevin is on, you know, he was supposed to come on. That would be great, too. But anyway, Brother Ron, do you see some folks that might have some feedback on what we said?
You advertised? 111, your mic is open. Hello, 111, your mic is open. Please unmute yourself. Say hello.
Well, normally, I don't hear back from him, but go ahead.
Yeah, I want to see if you're going to say something. Okay, you can move on with your commentary.
Oh, okay. Yeah, so anyway, what I did want to say as well is that, you know, our children's lives do matter. And if we really do believe this, then we need to definitely take the proper steps to see what we can do to make some positive change in securing the lives of our kids so that they don't end up in jail, so they don't end up in early grades, because our youth right now, unfortunately, many of them are getting caught up into those two categories. But we don't need to have that happening. But what we do need to have is our youth turning their minds from being caught up into negative brainwashing into positive thinking on how they can do things from a positive perspective. And once they start to see things from that perspective, that's when we can make some very positive and wonderful things come about for them. But if we're just going to sit on the sideline and complain about it, then it's not going to happen. And that's, you know, one of the situations that many of our people in our community find ourselves in. Some of them don't want to have anything to do with helping our kids, and some of them, you know, don't mind helping our kids, but they don't feel it's, you know, that important for them to step out and do things for them. So we need to find folks that really do want to help our kids and do feel that the lives of our kids really do matter. Not, you know, I don't care, you know, if they do get shot and killed or not. You know, we should have people in our community that are saying, no, our kids' lives really do matter, and we do need to do everything we can to help them. Or as the ancient proverb that I spoke on earlier said, it takes a village to raise a child. And what it's saying is we are all responsible for reaching out to the youth that we see in our community, not just our own youth, because whether you have one son or daughter or two or three or four, the bottom line, or even more, the bottom line is that not only your kids need to be taken care of, but also kids outside of your family. And that's the thing. We need to see that as a true important responsibility. Because once we start to see that we are all responsible for helping our kids, some of us don't even have kids. You know, and being that that's the case, that we don't have them, that school doesn't say that, you know, I don't need to help any kids because I don't even have any kids. No, I even give you more ability to help kids because if you don't have kids, you're not as busy as mothers or fathers that have a number of kids in their lives. Now, you know, for them to help other kids is going to be a little more, you know, pressure for them to deal with it. But still in all, there's a number of different ways. Because even if you physically can't go out on the street to help them, even if you physically can't, you know, if you have a black school, you can't be a teacher to deal with it, you know. There are different positive programs that are out there that are there to help our kids. And all they need is consistent donations where we can give money to programs that want to start community centers, that want to start black schools, that want to start peace of mind programs that can be in a community center or can even be in a black school. But the bottom line is, regardless, we need to know that our community needs to be empowered by us giving money towards our community. Because in other communities, you have black, Hispanic, Asian, white millionaires coming together as large groups, and they're putting money into starting those schools. They're coming together and starting hospitals. They're coming together and helping people in their community with a number of different programs that really have a huge impact on improving the lives of the people in their community. But when you have folks that are like, nah, I don't want to give a dime, a penny, or even a nickel to these folks in my community, I'm just looking out for me to do it about them. So you have folks that are very selfish and don't want to help their people. That's a really terrible thing. But go ahead.
You have 646-858. Your mic is open.
Okay.
858-9105.
Okay, great. Yeah, have you had a chance to hear what we've been talking about, or did you just come on the call?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
Yeah, I'm having a hard time hearing you.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is Kevin, Mr. Lewis. I came on to discuss about me and my partner. I think Leo Palmer, he should be in to discuss.
Okay, 914-513.
Yeah.
Well, hold on, yeah. John. Don't switch over. I'm speaking with him, so we didn't finish yet. Go ahead. So your name is Kevin?
All right. Perfect.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. My name is Leo Palmer. I'm with Kevin. We're here to talk about, the opportunity we have with gold and silver and helping the individuals be able to actually stock that on their budget.
Okay. And Rashida spoke with you guys about
this?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that would be good because I was waiting. I was wondering what happened. You know, you guys were going to be on earlier, but I said, well, I guess they got tied up or something, so maybe we'll catch you later. So I'm glad to see you guys made it on. So anyway, in regards to your program and dealing with the gold and silver, what are some of the things that Oh, number one, can you guys hear me better now?
Yeah, I'm hearing you. You still a little bit sound a little bit muffled, but yeah, we're hearing you. Well, at least I'm hearing you.
Okay, I'm taking you off a speakerphone. Can you hear me better now?
Absolutely, way better. A little bit better.
Oh, okay, good. Okay, but basically, with your program dealing with gold and with silver, and showing people how they could actually improve their financial, this could be a way that they can improve their financial situation. What
Absolutely.
Is the way that it could be done, and what are the proper steps that they could take to get into your program and be successful with it?
Okay. Well, these are that's a loaded question, right? Multiple entry points, right? So with our program, all right, we've actually working with a company out of Idaho that made it really simple for the average individual to be able to stock gold and silver on their own budget. So, you know, in the past, I used to personally think that, well, okay, you need hundreds of millions of dollars just to be able to, you know, buy gold and silver for yourself or for your family, right? With this company, working with them over the last 2.5 years, I realized that, well, okay, you can actually start collecting with just a dollar. You know, they've made it easy where in which you don't need, there is no minimum or maximum to purchase from them, as well as you get to purchase it at dealer direct pricing. Not only are you able to buy it at dealer direct pricing as well, they have actually also created a system where in which you can use their platform to sell the product back to them. If you're in a pinch and you need to actually go ahead and give it back to them. And they, so what they've eventually did was created a membership side to their business, where as long as you're a member, you have access now to everything that they've put in place for you as a member. Similar to how you are set up with Costco or your Amazon or your Hulu account, basically you set your membership up and you're able to have access now to everything that membership has to offer. And that's basically a one-time for the year thing, and then you have access to everything.
Hmm. Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. So with that being the case, is there a fee for joining into the program, or is this a program that's a free program to get involved?
Yes. So yes, there is a membership cost to it. There's a $199 membership for the year, or you can actually, you know, choose the $499 package for the year. The thing about the either or, right, you have access now to, so let's take a use case scenario and go with, say, you know, some realtors, or let's go with just any business out there right now that makes a lot of cash, right, and want to be able to keep some of those profits for themselves. They can actually go ahead and, you know, talk to their accountants now and figure out how they can go ahead and turn some of that cash or some of that profit that you have into some assets, right, in terms of gold and silver, right, and how they can go ahead and write that off. We also, you take that same membership now, and the individual that's actually getting the access now to these assets will have the ability to get the buyer certification training or the collector's training. Each of these trainings are going to actually teach that individual now, why are you collecting gold? Because there's three reasons why an individual, a company, whoever would actually go ahead and collect gold and silver, right? One, to protect themselves against, you know, government collapse. Two, to go ahead and build wealth for themselves. And three, to hedge against inflation so they can protect their buying power for whenever they need it. Right. So, you know, if you take a scenario like where in which in 1967, for example, right, you could, or 65, you could purchase a brand new Mustang off the line for $2,500 or 2,500 ounces of silver. Right. Well, if you compare that to today, right, the 2,500 ounces of silver can still buy you two brand new Mustangs today. The $2,500, however, cannot. So how do we then make sure that, okay, that is not the legacy that we're leaving for the next generation, making sure that now they're also educated on the fact that they can hedge against inflation by collecting some gold and silver, stocking that up for themselves right now. So in the future, they'll actually be sitting on a more solid financial portfolio.
Mm. Oh, okay. That sounds good. So basically what you're saying is when people get involved with this, they don't end up having to have millions of dollars in order to invest in it. They could also invest in it with thousands of dollars, and that could make it something where they could get positive streams of income coming towards them from doing that.
Absolutely. A matter of fact, another membership perk the company has actually put together as well is one where in which they actually reward you for, you know, educating the public, right? So they set up a membership where in which you share the membership with another individual, right? And that individual decides to go ahead and, you know, take advantage of it and start collecting for themselves and their family as well. The company will turn around and reward you between $500 all the way up to about $10,000 on a weekly basis. Now, am I telling you that 1K is something you have to do? No, absolutely not. 85% of the members of this company, and this company has been around for the last, 7.5 years now, right? 85% of the members, they don't share it at all with anyone. I had the experience a year ago, two individuals. One went to his best friend and said, hey, best friend, I have this program, or I just found out about this program that allows you to buy gold and silver for your family. You can go ahead and start stacking so you can, you know, set your kids up on your, you know, so your kids' education going further can actually, you already have it solid and, you know, secured. And his friend turned around to him and said, dude, I've been collecting for the last 5 years. You know, another lady went to one of her friends now and say, hey, you know what, this is a great opportunity for you and your family. And her friend literally went to his cousin just to say, you know, hey, why don't you jump on board with this as well? And, you know, let's start stocking together. Only for the cousin to say, dude, I've been collecting for the last 3 years. So as you can see, whether it's best friends or family members, they're not even telling a soul about it. They're literally just keeping this best kept secret to themselves. However, you know, the other, you know, 15% of us, you know, decide, hey, you know what, why not collect some free silver or some free gold basically on the side while we do everything else. We're already stocking it for ourselves, so I mean, what's a few more free pieces? That's definitely not going to hurt, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
So, you know.
Well, that's interesting. So you do have it where you could even invest this where you said the limit of the lowest amount is about $2,500 that you could get involved with. And
what's
the lowest amount?
There's no minimum or maximum amount of gold or silver that you can actually purchase. Membership on the other side, right? Your membership is $200, right?
$199. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and that's for the whole entire year. Yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Right. So how I also look at it as well is this, right? So you have the benefit then of going down the street and say, hey, you know what, you want to take your family out for a weekend out, right? And you decided, hey, you know what, this Disney, your Six Flags or any of these theme parks, we're going to go ahead and spend, you know, a couple thousand dollars anyway to just go enjoy ourselves for the weekend. Right. Well, the company have actually partnered with 800,000 businesses around the country already. Meaning, you can literally, one of their benefits is just grab one of those packages from the 7K Advantage program and go get yourself $300 off that trip. You want to go rent a car? Go get a discount. You want to go get a hotel? Go get a discount. That's another membership advantage you have just for getting your package. So it's not just about the gold and silver. You have so much more. A lot of the individuals right now are working as hard as they have been working, right, for however much years they have been on their jobs. They've secured themselves a 401k. They've secured themselves a IRA, right? Well, the company has made it easy for you, right, to call one of their financial advisors. And not only are you going to be able to convert your 401k or your IRA into a gold back, right, but it could be silver-backed or platinum-backed IRA or 401k. So now you're not relying on the dollar anymore. Your retirement is now secured by the precious metals as well. And if you're a business owner right now that can't provide health insurance for yourself or for your staff, right, another membership perk is you can actually go ahead and get affordable medical insurance for your staff and for yourself. That is also – that gives you the tax benefits, as well as there is no open enrollment period. Anytime you want this, go sign up for it. Go get it. So they've literally revolutionized – the whole precious metal industry, right, the same way Uber and Lyft did for the transportation, you know, taxi industry.
Well, that sounds pretty interesting. I'm glad to hear that, you know, it has a few good options there that you can benefit from it once you get involved. But, yeah, I would like definitely like to get you guys' numbers so to get back in touch with you on this, and this way, we could get started into seeing what we could do to move forward on this.
Absolutely. I look forward to that. Absolutely. You know, Kevin, did you get that number?
No, I did not. All right, no problem. I think I got it right here. All right. So you can, yeah. So here's the number. It's 689. 210-8220.
8220.
Yes.
689-210-8220.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good. So what we'll do is definitely be in touch with you soon on this, and we'll see what we can do to, you know, put things in motion, get things started. Sounds pretty good. Because the gold, you know, when the economy starts to go down, the gold and silver and diamonds do go up, you know, their value. So that's a good thing. It opens the door for us to make a lot more money by including that into some streams of income that we can invest in.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah, because, you know, when you really, you know, look at the trajectory or the, you know, the history of these currencies all over the world, right, you know, you don't have to just go back to just the last 3 years, right, Venezuela, Trinidad, Lebanon, right, you know, all of these currencies basically have left a trail behind them, right, of why they failed, right? And basically, you know, it's inedible right now because of the fact that U.S. is on that same trajectory, you know, because since the Federal Reserve was created back in 1913, you know, the dollar has been losing value, you know. At this point right now, you know, it's already negative three cents, So, you know, if we are continuing to stock up on a currency that continues to lose value, you know, you're going to find out that, well, okay, another, what, a couple years from now, a gallon of milk is now $50. Remember when a gallon of milk was only a dollar, right? So how do we make sure that, well, okay, we're not losing our buying power? We've already worked so hard to acquire whatever we've accumulated so far. You know, why not make sure that, well, okay, we have that buying power whenever we need it?
Right. Yeah,
and the only way to do that is hedging. Absolutely.
Because instead of just being consumers that buy things, you know, you could also be an investor that actually can get things that can really bring in nice amounts mm-hmm. of return on your money, and that's a good thing to have that. But if you just want to be a consumer, then you're going to blow a lot of great opportunities that are coming your way. And this sounds
absolutely.
Like a good one for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You have 973-979.
Okay. I'm sorry, that was a question or?
No, that's a number there. 973-979.
Oh, okay. 973-979.
Your mic is open. 973-979.
That's Rashida.
Oh, okay.
Hello. Greetings.
Oh, there you go.
Hey.
Greetings, everyone.
Greetings. Have you had a chance to hear our, you know, what we've been talking about, or you just came on?
I've been on for like about 5-10 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes. Okay. Well, you had a chance to hear about the gold and the silver thing.
Yes, a little bit of information,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, indeed. So what did you think in regards to the gold and silver opportunity? Did it sound like something that could really help an individual? Or do you think that that's something that, you know, doesn't sound too real to you?
It's definitely very interesting because the way how the economy is heading right now, we have to secure our assets in other different areas, seeing that the dollar is probably in a few more years not going to be in circulation. So it's definitely an eye-opener right now in that direction.
Mm. Yeah.
If I may, you know, I got an article yesterday, actually. That was highlighting a few banks that have already gone ahead and start restricting members or account holders from actually taking funds outside the bank, right? You know, when I started this journey with this company, you know, 2.5 years ago, I wanted to make sure that they were, you know, real as well, right? Because at the end of the day, if I'm going to go ahead and, you know, take my hard-earned money and actually put it anywhere or, you know, try to buy something for it, I'm going to go ahead and make sure I'm doing my research and you know, check and verify, right? So I went ahead and I had a 100-ounce bar of silver. And the individual who introduced this to me literally said, he was actually in the same process of actually taking a kilo of gold and sending it to an online broker who was going to take literally 6 weeks to get back to him on the value that they're willing to give him back for the kilo of gold, right? And he had to go to the post office and did all of this thing, mail it off just to, you know, get that funds back in the mail. So when we found out about this company, I took my 100-ounce bar of silver, overnighted to Idaho. They called me the following morning and said, hey, we received your silver. How would you like to get paid? So you can either do a cashier's check, or we can go ahead and put it in the Sound Money wallet, right? Because they did create a Sound Money wallet for their members as well, right? So it's like, hey, I'm testing the system out anyway. Why not go through the whole entire system and make sure that, well, okay, whatever you're saying that you're doing, hey, I want to know if you're really doing it, right? So I went on Google and said, hey, what is the current price of silver today? At the time, it was $25.40. Within an hour, I checked my Sound Money wallet, and there was $2,540 in there. There was no discount. There was no nothing. I got the full value of what it was on the market. Right? Now, if you had gone to the pawn shop, I'd send that to an online broker. I would not get that. Right? So I was like, okay, box A, check. Right? They put it in a Sound Money wallet, and then right after I saw that, I called up my friend and I said, hey, what is your username for your Sound Money wallet? Let me send you an ounce of silver. I sent him an ounce of silver, and within a second, he said, yes, I received it. So the same way in which you could use Zelle or Cash App to transfer money from your account to another person's account in seconds, you had the same opportunity with the Sound Money wallet as well. So I was like, wait, you're telling me that if I'm a merchant, a business owner, providing goods or service to anyone, I can literally take the same Sound Money wallet system they have and collect gold and silver and also transfer it right to your bank account if you need to? Yes, right? And if you need that that metal in your hands within 24 hours, the company goes ahead and ship it out to you using FedEx.
Well, that's good. That's something that could really have a huge impact on people. They just need to start to know that this opportunity really does exist. And unfortunately, like you say, a lot of people don't even know about it. The good news about it is that in investing in gold and silver, because, as I said before, when the economy starts to go down, the value of gold and silver starts to rise up. And that's one of the main reasons why right now, being that the economy is down, this is a good thing to invest in, because in doing so, you can make some serious money. And the other thing is, it's not necessarily, you know, raw gold that just came out of a, you know, gold mine. A lot of this is gold coins and silver coins that are being dealt with as well. And that's another aspect of it that a lot of people don't even know about, because when you buy these gold coins and these silver coins, because of the value of it being gold and silver, it also can shoot up to a nice amount from what you originally bought it at. So, yeah, these things can be definitely game changers financially for people, no question.
Absolutely.
Speak about the coin that came out. I think it was a Black Panda coin that came out, and 24 hours later, the value shoot up. Speak about that.
Okay, cool. So one of the other membership benefit the company offers is this coin drop. So this is one of the most sought after, one of the most exciting, exhilarating, you know, what do you call it, half an hour, Kevin, if it lasts that long, right? So the company would actually get a few rare coins, right? Not a lot that they have in stock or a lot that's minted, right? And they would go ahead and say, hey, we're throwing this up. Whoever gets it, first come, first serve, grab it and go, right? So a year ago, they launched this coin called the Black Panther, and it's a part of a series called Hunters by Night. So you can actually, you know, look that up as well. Hunters by Night, the Black Panther. So this coin was released to us, the members, for $390. And within seconds, everyone had bought it out, right? So I was like, you know what? it was raving. Everyone was raving about it so hard that the following morning I went and said, hey, you know what, let me look it up. And I went and found it on another gold site, gold and silver site, for $1,500. So already you literally purchased a coin that already had equity in it, right, that you could literally go utilize the next day if you chose it. You know, they also had this coin on the market right now called, I think, Tiffany number 5 or something like that, right? You could literally purchase that coin when it was just minted for about $90. But that coin right now on the market, you need at least $8,000 to purchase that coin.
Wow.
You know? And one of the things that this company also do, they actually mint their own coins, okay? So I'm not well, again, this is a part of the educational piece, right? So there's a company called NGC, okay, for the individuals that are just, you know, getting into or just going to start learning about precious metals now and, you know, collectible coins, right? There's a company called NGC. And NGC, they're responsible, or one of the companies responsible to grade coins all over the world, okay? One of the individuals, Mr. Miles Standish, okay, he was just nominated, actually, you know, got a award a few months back. He just passed a few months ago as well. We deeply miss this individual, okay? But he's graded millions of coins all around the world. He partnered with 7K Metals, right? Stepped down from his vice president role at NGC to work on a few special coins with 7K Metals. Because with 7K Metals, they're not only just collecting minted coins that other companies are minting and then giving it to us, the members. They're actually minting some really, really great stories and, you know, high relief coins as well. Okay, and that's one of the things that that Miles Standish was able to bring to the company and each and every member is that, well, okay, one of his coins right now, the White House. The White House was given to us for $200, and within 2 years after that, that same coin was going for $450.
Mm. All right, I'm interested. Listen, give me some more. I just came in. I'm Ronald A. Robinson, and I just came in, and I've been interested in gold and silver, you know, and metals for a while, and going through other resources to look at that where I can purchase. So I need to know more about the program, and so on. And how can we get in touch, and how much money does it cost to get into this program?
No problem. So the phone number that you can actually reach me, right, is going to be, you know.
Hold on, let me get a hammer and chisel here.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that.
Okay. And what is your name, sir?
My name is Leo Palmer.
Leo Palmer?
Leo Palmer, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone number you can reach me at is going to be
689-210-8220. Leo Palmer?
Yeah, it's 210.
210. Okay, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm.
Not 220, 210.
Mm-hmm. 210-8220.
Okay, and being that a latecomer, what would be the investment in this from this opportunity?
Perfect.
You know, I know that I see that several situations there, but what would be the investment?
Yeah. Yeah, there are several different membership benefits. The mm-hmm. membership only costs $199 or $499. That's two options. And that
okay,
and that membership
between $199 and $499. What's the difference from that?
It depends. The difference is whether or not you want to share the information with other individuals and educate
Absolutely.
Them on why they should be a part of this, or
Absolutely.
The individual who just wants to collect for themselves.
I like to share and give.
Perfect. So the $499 will actually suits you better.
Okay. Okay. And so once I get involved in this, okay, how what's the turnaround, a quick turn on this? I know you have a website, you probably have a website and everything that explains that, but usually what's the quick turnaround, you know, on this? I've been hearing certain things that you have said, which is astounding,
mm-hmm.
you know, and so on. So what's the turnaround on something like that?
Well, you're talking about turnaround as far as revenue being generated or...
Yes, revenue.
Okay.
Revenue being generated.
The company pays out on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can literally, you know, go ahead and generate a check within a few days, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what's the percentage of that income as far, or far as the check is concerned? Is it based on the value of what gold is now, gold or silver is now?
It's going to be based on the amount of volume you generate in your organization.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll be able to, when you call me, I'll actually be able to go over that step by step with
okay.
you, show mm-hmm. you the intricates of it, all the different
mm-hmm.
Ways in which you can actually go ahead and run these points up and generate
mm-hmm.
that revenue on a weekly basis. So the revenue goes from 500 all the way up to 12,005 every week.
Every week. Okay.
Yes.
And, What is the value, price of gold at this point per ounce? I don't know. I should look it up. What it is now?
I think it's like 1980.
It's what?
There you go.
1980 probably.
19. Okay,
yeah.
It hasn't moved that much. You know, in the past 6 months or a year. Okay, and.
It hasn't moved that much, but the dollar have moved. Inflation of the dollar has gone up, so you're actually betting against the inflation costs.
Yes. Now, you know, with what's going on, you know, in Iraq, because I bought some Vietnam dong and Iraqi dollars and some Zimbabwe double A dollars, and I know that the treasury from the United States is going over there to solidify some things, which is industrial, building rail lines, you know, from Iraq to certain areas and Vietnam and so on, so that the United States and NATO will have are controlling the dollars. And when I say mean controlling the dollars, I mean they're looking to track how you spend your money. Okay, how is that affected by what your program is?
Well, I have a few of those as well, and
mm-hmm.
you know, just like everyone else, you know, they're just waiting for that revaluation so they can go ahead and cash in.
Yeah,
but,
it looks like it's
going to
happen soon. Yeah.
Yes, you know,
yeah.
and you know, for me, you know, that's been the conversation since I got them a few years ago, right?
Yeah.
As far as, you know, this opportunity right here, right now, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're ready to go. This
mm-hmm.
is this is not a product that, well, okay, we're waiting for it to happen or anything
mm-hmm.
like that. The minute
mm-hmm.
you tell the company you want the physical metal in your hands, right, within
mm-hmm.
24 hours there, right,
mm-hmm.
you get to go ahead and, you know, use all the member benefits immediately you can go ahead and, you know, test the system out. They they just released their debit card, a matter of fact, about, what, 3 months ago? And with a debit card, you can transfer your silver to it, your gold to it, and just go to the gas station and go, you know, make your purchases. With a Sound Money wallet, you can save, or you have free access to their private vault for up to $50,000, right? So let's say that it's a private individual who, you know, they're not interested in sharing or anything like that. They just want a safe vault that is non-jurisdictional then to hold their assets, right? With that Sound Money vault, they can go ahead and, you know, as long as they're a member, they get to save, put a minimum of $50,000 in there, which they'll store for free, and then they'll start charging you, you know, over that, right? But it's somewhere where in which you now have more power in your hands. Because before this, right, you would have to go make an appointment with that vault, right, or a private vault. Then you got to go in and go make sure that, well, okay, all your KYCs and everything is done for you to remove your money. Right? With this, they made it easy where in which you can literally just transfer that to a debit card and just go spend it. So, you know, they've actually inherited a lot of members, right, over the pandemic because when they weren't able to actually go open up these spaces because of a lockdown to, you know, access their assets, it made it really hard for a lot of individuals who was already collecting. So this company literally came within a clutch and literally helped a lot of individuals now to, you know, store their assets a little bit better and where now they have more access to it than they did before.
Okay, my other question is, if I start at the low end, and see that things are going okay, can I upgrade myself to the higher end as far as the $499, or how does that transaction or transition happen?
Well, no, you wouldn't need to, because you would have already have your membership, and remember that membership cost is only for the year. So yes, you can go ahead and, you know, switch that over to the $499 membership at the end of that year. Sure, not so problem. You can do that if that's what you choose to do. But you can go ahead and, you know, access all of the membership basically with that same $199 package as well. So, you know, they've made it really simple and make it very accessible for individuals. So just get in where they fit in. Don't go force anything. Don't go crazy. Hey, look, we're here for everybody to, you know, take advantage of. No matter what your budget is.
Okay, and my other question, you know, as so when I speak to you on the phone, maybe you'll ask, how did you get into this, and what prompted you to get into this, and how did you find out about it?
Okay, perfect. So it turns out that, well, okay, in 2009, I moved from New York to South Florida, met an individual on the on South Beach, had a few drinks, and he actually gave me some homework. He said, we can do some business together. However, I need to go do some homework. Well, just like most people, you know, you get information and you get an opportunity, or, you know, you learn something new, but you never take advantage of, you know, what is there.
I got you. Yeah, I know. Been there, done that.
The advice was, hey, go learn what money is. Go learn how money is created, and then, you know, let's continue the conversation after. So I did not do the homework. So when I went back, he said, hey, we cannot have a conversation. So I now decided, hey, you know what, let me go learn what this is. And then I was having a conversation 2 years prior to jumping on to this company, and another individual looking at me and was like, Leo, do you realize that no one actually spends real money or transacts in real money nowhere in the world?
That's right.
So when I was actually in 2020, well, I was sick actually in bed. My partner from New Jersey, Mr. Melendez, actually called me up, and he's like, Leo, look, I know we've been around this thing for a while, and, you know, I think I finally found something, however, that can change everyone's situation, no matter who they are, no matter what industry they are, no matter where, what type of life they're living, okay? I don't care what you're doing right now. I know that you're sick in bed, but you need to look at this. So when he sent the video over to me and I looked at it and saw that it was in precious metal and I was already collecting precious metal, I was like, it was a no-brainer for me. So I jumped on board immediately.
You got healed and jumped out of the bed.
Hey, silver is a healing metal.
I'm alive. Thank God I'm alive. I'm alive. Thank you, Lord. You know, whatever that medication was, give me a double dose.
Thank you, Lord.
I hear you, Lord.
Absolutely. So that's how I basically jumped aboard. And, you know, as I was sharing my story earlier, you know, I took that 100-ounce bar of silver and, you know, send it in and say, hey, look, let me test the whole system out, see how robust it is, and, you know, are they really saying what they're saying, and is it real? And, you know, everything checked off, everything was good. And since then, I've been, you know, sharing the information, hosting multiple, not only events and, you know, seminars on a weekly basis, but I've had the opportunity to go meet up with the four creators of this company, you know, and one of them is Mr. Roger Ball, right? So Mr. Roger Ball is actually one of the core founders of a company called Melaleuca, right? And that company has been around for over 37 years, still going strong, still delivering clean green products to individuals or households around the country. So he actually was one of the individuals who actually started 7K Metals.
Sounds great to me.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. I've been involved in several things. It is wonderful, you know. I've been through a lot of things that have promised to make money. I'm still waiting. I've invested money, you know, and stuff. I'm still waiting, you know, and so on. And this sounds really great. Okay. As I said, Mr. Leo, I would like to talk to you, you know, and give you my number also and my email address. So I will invest in the low end right now. You said 199 right now. Now that 199, what will that bring me? You know, and not that I'm looking. You know, listen. You know, there's, you know, fast money is no money. You know, as he used to say, you know, it comes fast and it goes fast. If you steal an idea,
it goes even faster.
If you steal an idea, okay, you'll never eat again. You know, so on. So I don't want to steal nothing. I've been ripped off enough. But I really like to get involved in that. And I can, with the limited I have, and all the investments I've made recently through, you know, Dr. Ben and Dr. Robinson and you know, so and other investments, right? This sounds like it's in a position where I can still invest something, you know, without not paying my rent, you know.
Absolutely. You know, the crazy thing about this is, like, you know, I'm not even looking at it, you know, as an investor, right, or our investment. I look at it as, hey, I'm going to convert all my worthless paper into actually something that's real, some physical assets.
That's the deal.
There is no waiting for it to turn around or anything like that. The minute I get that piece of metal in my hand, I already have value. I know that one. Okay, yo, you know, it can only go up from here, right?
and that's the thing is, you know, most people, you know, people that I'm around, you know, people that, you know, I've been doing business with, they've been seeing me doing business for the past 2,000 years. You know, I did an estimate on the pyramids. I didn't get it, but you know, that's what it is sometimes. And they're telling me, well, listen, Ron, you go and we'll see how you do. and we'll follow your lead, you know, on this. I ain't got no problem with that. You know, I know a lot of men and women that are single fathers and mothers, you know, they're working hard and so on. And with what's going on in America right now, you know, and so on, it's very frightening, you know, and so on. And being that America has been stealing and ripping us off for the past 400 years.
Since inception, you know, yeah,
you know, and that's a whole other story, because I could spend hours on my history. I'm interested, so I want to put up that $199, you know, mm-hmm. and join, you know, mm-hmm. in, all right, and let's see what rolls.
No problem. Just call me. I'll go ahead and get everything done for you with you.
Yes,
you can see how simple and you know, transparent mm-hmm. it is.
Okay.
And then once you are done, you'll get your welcome email and
yes.
immediately get access to the buyer certification training. The collector's training, which is going to go ahead
uh-huh.
and go over the different rounds, the different bullions, the
uh-huh.
different, you know, pieces that you can actually collect, right?
Yeah.
That does not incur any tax implications, right?
Yeah.
If it does go up in value. So the same mm-hmm. way the wealthy, you know, go ahead and, you know, they have five classes of assets
mm-hmm.
that they actually put their
yeah.
money in so that it can grow and, you know, continue to be good. You know, that
yeah.
exclusive real estate, you know,
yeah.
precious
mm-hmm.
metals and all this stuff. They teach
mm-hmm.
you all of that. So you know now what kind of rounds you need to be purchasing
yeah.
because
mm-hmm.
most people are still not even aware that, you know, all the numismatics, right, that's out
mm-hmm.
there right now.
Mm-hmm.
Most of them are not taxable because they have never gone back since the 86 or 87 to really
mm-hmm.
change those tax codes to include
yes.
These numismatics on that taxation issue, right?
Understood.
None of these items basically are taxable. So, you know, we talk about a Tiffany coin hitting $8,000 if you need to go purchase
mm-hmm.
one of those right now. Or
mm-hmm.
the Black Panther, which was, you know, $1,500 24 hours later. All
mm-hmm.
of that money is yours.
mm-hmm.
The taxman
mm-hmm.
will not be coming knocking on your door saying, hey, where's mine? Because, hey, there is no, you know, implications for that.
Well, listen, you know, my family's been here since
show.
I'm sorry. You know, my family's been here since 1968. And I need money. They need to pay me.
No
hey,
problem.
Doc.
Give me a call and we can go over some more. We can have a conversation. Thanks for having me on.
I'm going to call you Goldfinger now. You know.
Yeah, right now
thank
we
you.
Only have a minute left, so I thank you
okay.
guys for coming on the show.
Thank you.
Sharing
thank
your
you
information.
So much.
And we're going to see what we can do to make some positive things come through you.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Come on, everybody, put your hands together. It's got to get better. All over the world, listen to these words. People come.
People come.
People go.
People go.
Your life has been out of control.
Out of control.
You're confused.
You're confused.
But don't worry.
Don't worry.